Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience today. I would like to give the God of Israel a higher, the God of the Hebrew nation, all the glory and all the honor and praise for this day. And I would like to thank and praise the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth. And I thank the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior, in the Hebrew. I am here again, people. I am here again. This is the seventh day of the week. This is a holy day. This is a holy day to the God of Israel and the heavenly hosts. The seventh day of the week. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the new world order. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. Peace and blessings to the remnant of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. We have a lot to cover today. We have a lot to go over today. This is a law class today. We will be teaching you the 613 laws out of the Mitzvot, the Torah, the Old Testament. We will pick it up where we left off last night. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 17. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I'm the prophet of the 12 tribes of Israel. One of the prophets. Hopefully, I pray that the God of Israel will raise up more prophets and prophetess like me to his people prophetically in this last and final hours that we have in this earth. Guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. Anybody would like to call in to make a statement, a comment, whatever you want to ask, any questions, I am open. I am open to receive any of your questions, concerns, or statements. Before we go into the lesson today. I will be singing a song to the glory of my Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. His name is Ahayah. I am in English. I will be singing to his glory, to his honor, and to his praise. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And unfortunately, he's not getting any praise in the earth today. I say that with admiration. He's not getting any praise in the earth today. Why? Because the 12 tribes of Israel are singing to all their gods. All their gods. Yah, Most High, Jesus, Buddha, and all the rest of them. So the God of Israel, the God of my fathers, Jacob is my father, is not getting any praise and worship and honor today. I am a Hebrew woman. from the tribe of Judah. One moment, people. We have somebody at my door. Give me 1 second. For the what? For the what? Okay. People, give me 1 minute. One minute. Okay? 1 minute. I'll be right back. Emergency.
Hi. Bueno, bonito, beautiful, big. Dos Nisi. Bonito. Papa. Running around. For you? Okay. Bueno.
Okay, people, I'm back. I am back, people. I am back today. I am back. Okay, let me refocus my attention back to my audience. This is a divine platform. This is a divine platform that was set up by the God of Israel 2 years ago. No. Excuse me, people. Excuse me. Hold on, people.
What she can do, honey, is give me the 30, and I'll keep it till she bring the money back. I'll keep the dog till she bring the money back.
Yeah, people, just disturbance. Let me sing to the God of Israel right now. I know who you are. I know who you are. I know who you are. You are all I need and deserve. I know who you are. I know who you are. I know who you are. You are all I need and deserve. God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel, knows you. God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel, I know you. I know who you are. You are the God of Jacob. You are the God of Jacob. I know who you are and deserve. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise, God of Israel. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise, God of Israel. I know who you are. There's no God like you. There's no God like you. I give the God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, all the praise unto my God, all the glory, all the honor. I give it to you today. I know who you are. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Abraham. And I thank you with all of my heart. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, Ahayah. Thank you. Thank you for whoever going to listen today. Thank you, Father. Touch the mind and the ears of the people with truth and understanding. I give the God of Israel all the glory and honor today. We're going to go right into our lesson in the Holy Spirit also, honor and glory. We're going to go right into our lesson now. I would like to look up the word Sabbath today, because today is the holy day. Today is like no other day of the week. Saturday is a very, very sacred, holy, sanctified, glorified day. The Son of God did so many miracles on the Sabbath day when he walked the earth in Jerusalem. So many miracles. So many miracles on his Father's holy day. So I'm going to read Exodus 31:16 in the King James Translated Bible. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. Y'all people hear me? Do you hear me, Hebrews? Do you hear me? No one will ever be able to change the Sabbath day. No one. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, instituted the Sabbath day when he made creation. When he created this world and did all that he did for us, the children of Israel and the Gentiles, told us that the seventh day of the week. He never said Sunday. He never said Sunday. From Genesis to Revelation, the Sabbath day is the holy day. But it's just that the people that set up the laws in this land and all your religion that you people are following, they are the ones. They are the ones that injected in the New Testament that Jesus, and that's not the Son of God name either, that he was resurrected on a Sunday. But if you go to that scripture and pull it up in the Greek, because the New Testament was translated out of the Greek tongue. When you go and look it up, first day, it don't say nothing about Sunday. So again, people, false doctrine, false day of worship, and that's what I wanted to say about that. There's no day like the Sabbath day. No day. Holy day. So that's why all you people, y'all up in churches on Sunday, it don't got no power. There's no power in what you are doing. Number one, you're doing it on the wrong day. Number two, I'm not a religious person. I used to be. Number two, you calling on the wrong God with the wrong name. So we're going to go into our lesson now. We're going to go into our lesson. I have quite a bit to cover today. I want to talk to you about slavery, modern day slavery, which is part of the law of the lands. All over the earth. All over the earth. If you people haven't realized it, that you getting more broke, poor, and more broke, poor, and hungry. And the people that's the Gentiles that set up all your laws, they getting more wealthy. And their children are getting more wealthy. But our children are getting more poor. Poor, poor, poor. So yes, people. Yes. It's time for truth. Real truth. That don't come from a Christian church or a Hebrew Israelite church, a Muslim church, a Mormon church, or a Buddhist church. No church. Because I don't go to church. I did that for 15 years of my life, pastoring a church and all. I don't need to do that no more. I know what that's all about. There's no church in this earth that's going to give you truth. None of them. They will give you part of the little bit of truth that they believe they have. But I, as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I must give you all truth. All truth. All truth. All knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that the Holy Spirit have given me, Mother Earth, the most beautiful Mother Earth that you could ever see in your life. Look at her. Look at her nature. Look at her creation. So very beautiful. You want to call her a ghost. A what? A ghost. See how your King James Version Bible and your Spanish Bibles and your Greek Bible and all your Bibles have injected blasphemy in the scriptures. How could you people in your right minds call Mother Earth the mother of creation? a ghost. Blasphemy. Straight up blasphemy. She's not a ghost because she's not dead. So she's not a ghost. I had to put that out there today. So God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching. We're going to go right into the law. And I'm going to say my scriptures for last today. And I'm going to say my articles for last today. And we're going to go right into the law. This is audio number 17. Audio number 17. We've been teaching the law of the God of Israel for about 5 weeks now. Let's pick it up at law number 309. 309. And this part of the law is talking about prophecy. Prophecy. Last night, we was teaching you about restitution and punishment out of the Mitzvah, the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls. We don't have the Hebrew scrolls because they was took from us by the same people that set up the law of your lands. The same exact people that set up all our laws that we have before us took the Hebrew scrolls from us and told us that we are Gentiles. Let me say it again. They told us, everybody in this world believed they are a Gentile and that Israel is dead and don't exist no more. Same exact people that took the Hebrew scrolls and gave us what they wanted to give us and put the rest wherever they wanted to put them to deceive the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, to tell you that you are somebody that you are not. So let's pick it up. This is going to be a heavy, heavy lesson today because it's dealing with prophecy. Prophecy. Up under the 613 laws in the Torah. The God of Israel, Ahiah, put a section in his law that's dealing with prophecy. Something that you Hebrew Israelites don't believe in. Yeah, you believe in what Jeremiah and them said and Ezekiel and all of them, Elijah and all of them. But the God of Israel, the God of Israel, if you go to the book of Revelation, he say, I think that's Revelation chapter 11, where he say he will have two witnesses, two prophets that will prophesy. Matter of fact, let me get that scripture because I'm talking about prophecy today. Law number 309, let me get you that scripture to help some of the listeners today. Whoever might be listening that's a Hebrew Israelite or a Christian or a Muslim or whatever your religion is. Let's go to Revelation, people. Let's go to Revelation, people. Revelation chapter 11, I believe it is. I am absolutely correct. Dealing with prophecy from Genesis to Revelation, you always had prophets. Always, the children of Israel have always had prophets. Real prophets and false prophets. All through Genesis to Revelation. Real prophets and false prophets. So how can these Hebrew Israelites and these camps get on YouTube, their platform, and teach you that prophesizing is nicomancy? Prophesizing is witchcraft, and it is nicomancy. No. No. Nicomancy is what? Remember Saul, King Saul? When he went to the witch after the God of Israel took his kingdom from him, the Hebrew kingdom, he rent it out of his hands. He went to a witch so the witch could conjure up Samuel so he can ask Samuel a question. That's nicomancy. Let me help you Hebrews that believe when a woman or a man speak prophetically for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahiah is his name. You believe that they are practicing witchcraft and nicomancy. I'm going to show you the difference today. I'm going to show you the difference today. That's what nicomancy is. Talking to the dead, conjuring up the dead, giving people false prophecies is nicomancy. But when you speaking for the God of all gods, when you speaking prophetically for the God of Israel, that's not nicomancy. That is not nicomancy. So I went to Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. All these false prophets that's up in these Christian churches, that's nicomancy. Fortune telling you something going to happen that never happened just to get some money up out of you. Or whatever their reason is to prophesize to you falsely, that's nicomancy. When you speak for the God of Israel, like Elijah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Samuel, and all the prophets, that's not nicomancy. You are speaking a prophetic word that comes from on high to give to the children of Israel and Gentiles too, if they want to listen and believe in the God of Israel. There's no other God in the Bible. You only got one God with one name. He is the God of all gods. And his title is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And his name is Ahiah. There's no other God in the Bible. Now, Revelation 11, verse 1, the two witnesses. Let me show you these Hebrew Israelites, how they are teaching the people false doctrine. Because they don't want no prophets over them, people. They don't want no prophets coming up over them, telling them what the God of Israel wants them to do and correcting them and their behavior and the things that they are saying and doing. That's why they teach in the Hebrew Israelite camp and movement that prophets don't exist anymore. Because they don't want a prophet to come and correct them and show them that what they are doing is against the God of Israel. So they tell you the dumb, weak people that follow them. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to give you divine truth today. So yeah, they tell you the weak people that love them so much and lick up in their booty hole. It's the Sabbath day. I'm not going to use no profanity today. Lick up in their booty holes like they know what they talking about and they know what they doing, and they don't. So they don't want a Moses or Deborah or Abdullah or Miriam or Mary Magdalena. They don't want these kind of women. Or Esther. Or a Judith. Or a Judith. Judith was a prophet. A woman prophet, which is a prophetess. They don't want that. Because they want to take, they don't want, no one to correct their doctrine and their teaching. So they teach you that prophets don't exist no more. That's what the elders taught them, and that's what they teaching you today. But I'm here to prove them wrong today. As you can see, Noah was a prophet. Yes, Noah was a prophet. Abraham was a prophet. Jacob was a prophet. Isaac was. They all are prophets. From Genesis to Revelation, Paul was a prophet. Peter was a, they all are prophets. You just have a translated Bible. That's not the Hebrew scrolls, calling them apostles and all of that, disciples. No, they was the sons and daughters of prophets. So that make them a prophet. I can go to the Apocrypha and show you that, but I don't have time. So Revelation 11:1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Verse 2 of Revelation 11. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. What did I tell you, Christians? You Gentiles, you Hamites, you say, you will not be where the children of Israel is. The temple of God was measured for the 12 tribes. The holy city, the New Jerusalem, is where the 12 tribes will live. No, they're not dead. No, no, no. And you Gentiles, right here in Revelation 11:2, will be in the outer court. See that? It say, but the court which is without the temple. Y'all really thought y'all was going to be up in there with the God of Israel and his son, Yeshua, and the 24 elders and the 144,000 children of Israel that would stand before the God of Israel. No, Gentiles, y'all going to be on the outer court. Leave it out, he say. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. It didn't have to even be measured. You really want to know how the God of Israel feel about you Gentiles. Y'all talk so deep about, yeah, we Gentiles and we spiritual Israel. You are absolutely nothing to the God of Israel, but pagans and dogs and heathens. All through the scriptures, that's what he called you. Gentiles mean exactly that. So he told the angel, you know what? Don't even measure that for the Gentiles. Leave it out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. Right here, the word Gentiles in the Greek. Let me read it for y'all. I'm not even teaching about Gentiles today. I'm just painting my picture right now. We are going to be teaching about prophecy up under the 613 laws of the God of Israel. Gentiles, right here, all the way over here in Revelation now, look what the Greek number call you Gentiles, you Christians. Greek number 1484. You know what he's saying? 11 of Revelation 2. A race as of the same habit that is a tribe, especially a foreign non-Jew, one usually by implication, pagan, Gentile, heathen. That's why the God of Israel said, no, 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 angel, don't measure that, because I don't want them Gentiles, my enemies, yeah, your daddy and them, your daddy and them, Esau, Japhet, Hamites, yes, they are the enemies of the God of Israel, and they the ones set up all the laws. So no, don't measure that temple. Let them Gentiles be on the outer court somewhere. Let it be out there. I don't even want them up in here where I am. Not saying, let me keep going. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Who is that? The Gentiles. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. Y'all see this, Hebrews? Hebrews. Hebrews. The ones that say y'all in the truth. And you following Yah. And you following the Most High and all of that. Listen to me. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy. Prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years. The two witnesses, the 12 tribes, the 10 tribes that lived in the northern kingdom of Israel up in Samaria, the northern kingdom. The kingdom was split in two. Those are the two witnesses. And Judah, Benjamin, and Levi that lived in the southern kingdom of Jerusalem. They will prophesy. And when you look up the word prophesy right here, it's Greek number 4395. To fortune tell events, divine, speak under inspiration, exercise the prophetic office, prophesizing. And it took me to another Hebrew number, a prophet, prophet. So that killed you Hebrew Israelites teaching that prophets don't exist no more. They was prophets, and they prophesied, inspired by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to speak to the world prophetically. Now let me go. So don't believe the madness. Don't believe the religion. The great whore that's set up in this earth is religion. The great whore is Babylon with all her religion and all her gods that she has set up all over the earth. Don't believe the great whore. Babylon, the law of the land. Babylon is all across the world because they all got the same religion, the same mindset, and the same God, Satan, and the same understanding. So let me go, people. No, you are being deceived. You are falling religion. Yes, the God of Israel will always have a prophet. Woman or man, always. He always have, and he always will, to correct you people. To correct you people. When you go against him, go against his law, go against what he wants, he's going to have a prophet to correct you. I told y'all, millions was going to die in 2020. And that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, I am the prophet of the God of Israel. Next thing I'm going to do. Now, we're going to go to our law class right now. We in law school today. We are in law school today. Yeah. We're going to learn the law, people. We're going to learn the law. Law by law, law by law. We're going to learn them. And we're going to execute them. And we're going to do them. And we're going to follow each and every one of them that we have power in our might and body to follow. That's the only thing going to save you and your children from the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Law number 309, prophecy. Y'all didn't know the God of Israel, the one that wrote the Hebrew scrolls, the one that created you and put you in this earth. You didn't know he had precepts in the Hebrew scrolls that talks about prophecy up under the law. And see, that's why you Christian false prophets and leaders have been getting away with what you are doing to God, little poor, lost, crazy little sheep. Because they teach you. The people that set up the laws of the land, their religions, and all of that, they teach you in their theologian colleges that the law is dead, the law is done away with, you don't got to keep it no more, and you don't have to read it. You under the New Testament, and you in the New Testament. What kind of madness is that? Brain senseless people. Yeah, they told you that. So you wouldn't actually go to the Torah, the Old Testament, and read the part of the law that's talking about prophecy. How you should prophesize and what happened to someone when they prophesize lies to you. Prophet lying, they call it. It's scriptures in the Bible, in the Hebrew scrolls, to tell you what the children of Israel had to do to a lying prophet. Let's break it down, people. Law number 309. To heed the call of every prophet in each generation, provided that he neither adds to nor take away from the Torah. Do y'all hear that? And you believe that Benny Hinn and Kraft O'Donnell and all these prophets, Juanita Bynum and all of them, all these prophets, you believe Jamal Burden and all of them. All these old false leaders, false prophets. You believe, people, that what they are saying to you is right. But look what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 18:15. Let's get it, people. Let's go to law class today, law school, Deuteronomy 18:15. Let me read the law again, law number 309. To heed the call of every prophet and each generation. Look what the God say, and each generation. So what that means, you're going to always have a prophet in every generation, long as we living up in this earth. Provide that he or she neither add nor take away from the Torah. Deuteronomy 18:15. Let's read. And Ahiah thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him, you shall hearken or listen to. You cannot be a prophet for the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, unless you are a Hebrew. You cannot. You cannot be a prophet for the God of Israel, the real God, unless you are a Hebrew. Moses was from the tribe of Levi. He was a Hebrew. Ahiah thy God shall raise up unto thee a prophet. A prophet. It's a Hebrew number 5030 for Deuteronomy 18:15. Inspired man, prophecy, that it's a prophet, inspired man, prophecy that prophesizes, prophet, from the midst of the of thy brethren, of thy brother Moses. This is what he told Moses. Aunt Moses, I'm going to raise up a prophet from the midst of your brethren. That would be the 12 tribes of Israel. Can't no Gentile be no prophet for the God of Israel. Can't no Gentile prophesize to the God of Israel people, the Hebrew nation, unless they are a Hebrew. So no, Gentile, you don't have no business trying to prophesy. And that's why they told everybody, the law of the land told everybody that you Gentiles, so they can bring forth their religion, so they can bring forth their false teachers, they can bring forth their false prophets. You got to be a Jew to be a prophet. You got to be a Hebrew to be a prophet, man or woman. So he told Moses, you know what, Moses? I'm going to raise up a prophet from your brethren. Who is his brother? The Son of God was Moses' brother. Yes, they came from the same DNA, same bloodline. That was his brother. The Son of God was from the tribe of Judah, the king tribe. And Moses was from the tribe of Levi, the priest tribe. They the Haitians in the earth today. And Judah is the Negroes all across the earth. Not no Africans. They black too. Judah. Over there in Brazil, Judah. Over there in Colombia, Judah. Panama, Judah. That's where the slave ships took them. Belize, Judah. Yeah. So you ain't got no business trying to teach nobody nothing if you are a Gentile. It have to come through the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shem. Shem. Aram. A-R-A-M. Aram. Shem, son. Eber. Shem, son. So you see all this stuff going on right now. It is nothing but madness, 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 and religion. That's all it is. And that's why the God of Israel is going to hurt you people. Because y'all want quit. It's already in the Bible. Who can be his prophet? It got to come from the 12 tribes. Joel Steen and all these people, whoever they is, them white folks, them Gentiles, Africans, Chinese, you got all kind of Africans popping up everywhere talking about they prophets and they got the word. No, an African cannot be a prophet to the God of Israel or to the God of Israel people. No. Sit down, Africans. Sit down. You are not from the bloodline of the 12 tribes of Israel. Next law. 10. Not to prophesy falsely. Deuteronomy 18:20. Same chapter, 20 verse. Not to prophesy falsely. You got the wrong nationality and race of people. Because y'all say y'all Gentiles and y'all prophets trying to lead God's people. Verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word and my name, his name is not Jehovah. His name is not Jesus. His name is not Buddha. His name is not Allah. His name is not Yah. His name is not none of that. His name is Ahaya. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name. In my name. See, all the false prophets, the Gentiles, go along with all of their names for their gods, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods. Listen to me, people. Even that prophet shall die. You want to know what's going to happen to all your Christian church prophets, Gentile prophets, that's not of the bloodline of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham and Noah? You know what's going to happen to them people? I'm only dealing with Shem. They are going to die because up under the law, one need to bind, they say they Gentiles. All of them. The God of Israel telling you what he's going to do to them. What he's going to do to them. Prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods like Jesus, Jehovah, Yah, and all them gods, even that prophet shall die. Yes, people. This is up under the law. And see, that's why they don't want you reading the law, Christians. That's why they don't want you to understand the law. Hebrew Israelites, all they giving you is part of the little bitty scriptures and verses. Not reading no law to you, people. You're going to die. Why? Because you've been speaking in the wrong name and speaking in the name of other gods. It say right here, for Deuteronomy 18:20, Hebrew number 3:1-2, strange gods. Even that prophet shall die. Yes, people. Look what it say right here. For Deuteronomy 18:20, for law number 3:10, Hebrew number 4:1-9-0. I'm sorry, Hebrew number 4:1-9-1. For die. To die literally or figuratively, casually to kill. Dead, body, man, worthy of death, destroy. Like to must die, kill. Necromancer. That's what a necromancer is. For you Hebrew Israelites that follow all these camps and Hebrew churches. Necromancer is a prophet that speak in Yah. Necromancer. Necromancers is for false prophets. Not the prophets of the God of Israel. They don't necromance. They tell you exactly going to happen, exactly what's going to take place in this earth. They don't have to guess like all these false prophets, these Gentiles. They don't have to guess. The God of Israel will speak to them directly and tell them what is going to happen. I'm a living witness of that. A living witness. Next law. Law number 3:11. Law number 3:11. Excuse me. CDR! CDR! Could you give them the other half of the food that you have? One that I made, okay? Excuse me, Pete. And I would put some lemonade, please. Please. Last night you didn't give me no water. Today you don't want to give me enough. What kind of... No, bro. I want some lemonade, please. See, people. Do you understand, people? Do you understand? Do you understand? I'm up here teaching and talking my head off, and I got a brother up here, say he here to help me, won't even give me no water. Wow, people. Wow, wow, wow. So, look what law number 3, you cannot prophesy fallacy. That's necromancy. Telling the people they're going to get a new car. They're going to get a new house. They're going to get a new job. They're going to get a promotion. They're going to get a new husband. They're going to get, all of that is necromancy. And all the Gentiles, they ain't got no business being no prophet, no way. Again, they not a Hebrew. You can only be a Hebrew. You can only be a prophet to the God of Israel when you are a Hebrew. See how disturbed y'all people's minds are? See how disturbed the teachings that you have been getting from these necromancer false prophets? I'm here to lay the foundation of the God of Israel. In truth, in knowledge, in wisdom, in edification. Something that's going to actually help you people. Next law, law number 3:11. Not to refrain from putting a false prophet to death, nor to be in fear of him. Deuteronomy 18:22 verse. Let's go to that same chapter. All you prophets, all you necromancers, all you Gentile prophets, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. When a prophet, look what he say, up under the law. That's why they don't want to read it, people, because they don't want to be revealed who they are and what they are doing. When a prophet speak in the name of a higher, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, they don't speak in the name of a higher because they don't know his name. They don't know his name. They go straight to the New Testament for their God name and Jehovah that's injected in the Old Testament, the Torah. Yeah. When a prophet speak in the name of a higher, if the thing follow not, that would be me. That would be me. I told you so many times that I am the prophet of the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. When a prophet speak in the name of Ahayah, if the thing follow not. So when I came on the radio plat 2019, and I told you millions was going to die in 2020, and I told you why millions was going to die. And if it wouldn't have happened, just how the God of Israel gave it to me to give to you, guess what? I am a false prophet, and I'm necromancy. I have witnesses that have heard me say things in 2019, prophesizing what was going to happen in 2020. And it came to pass exactly how the God of Israel told me to give it to you. So when a prophet speak in the name of Ahayah, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which Ahayah have not spoken, but the prophet have spoken it presumptuously in arrogancy and pride. Hebrew number 2087 for presumptuously. It means arrogancy and pride. When I told you millions was going to die, and I went back to the news article for 2020 and read it, and you know what they said? You know what the news article said? It said 2 million people or 3 million people had died in 2020 from COVID-19. Thou should not be afraid of him. Why shouldn't you be afraid of a Gentile prophet up in these Christian churches? Why? Muslim churches. They believe in prophets too, Muslims. Why should you not be afraid? Because if it don't come to pass, the God of Israel tell you not to be afraid of him. But if a prophet, woman or man, tell you something that's going to happen, and it happened just the way they told you that it was going to happen, you need to be afraid of that prophet. You need to be afraid of that prophet because he have connected with the divine source, the creator. I have prophesied and told people things. Matter of fact, I prophesied to my mother-in-law to find out how the God of Israel has used me as his prophet. He told me, fly your mother-in-law here to your house. He told me just like that. Pay for her ticket. And I did just what he told me to do. And my mama-in-law got to my house. He told me, tell her to get her medication. And I want you to pull it up on the internet. I said, okay. So she got her medication. This happened 2 years ago. She been dead 2 years now. She got her medication. I said, okay, I pulled it up on the internet like the God of Israel told me. And it said the medication had a recall on it. And the medication that she was taking for her high blood pressure had a recall on it. And it was blowing people's brains up, killing them. And I told her, do not take the medication no more. And my husband, he's a living witness of that. He was sitting right there when it went down, when the God of Israel told her everything. I said, tell your mom, tell her not to take the medication. And he laughed it off and took it for a joke and took it for a game. She laughed it off, took it for a joke, and took it for a game. Took it for a game. I said, don't take the medication, mama. You take the medication, it's going to kill you. Because that's what the God of Israel told me to tell her. Please don't take the medication no more. Oh, no, it's just a little pill. It, you know, her and my husband. Oh, it's just a little pill. It ain't going to do nothing to me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be okay. I said, okay. I already told you. I already told you not to take it. And you know what happened, Pete? Let me show you how the God of Israel deal with me as his prophet. You know what happened? She went on home, got back on the airplane and all of that. Got back on the airplane. I said, Mama, remember what I said. Do not take the medication no more. Throw it in the trash. It's a recall on it. It's killing people. She got home 2 months after that, people. Only 2 months later, 2 to 3 months later, they called my husband, told her, your mom is in the hospital. She have her brain is bleeding from the inside. She hemorrhaging on the brain. She started shaking and all that and fell out in front of her in her bedroom unconscious. The medication blow her brains up just like the God of Israel told her. So again, people, I'm not bragging and I don't have no pride and I'm not arrogant. I just know that the God of all gods is using me to speak to whoever he wants me to speak to, Jew or Gentile. Prophet, right now she dead and not in this earth. Because her and her son laughed at me and laughed at what the God of Israel told her to do. And that's why she not here today. So I'm letting y'all know, you're not talking to a woman that knicker mask. I'm not into that. They tried to get me to do that when I was a pastor at the Christian church 15 years. Tell them all the good stuff going to happen to them and all of that. No, I can be a prophet because I'm a Hebrew. And I know that. Yeah, they try to tell me all of that. Yeah. Back then, I didn't know I was a Hebrew. I thought I was a Gentile, just like everybody else. Let me check on the other side, people. Nobody's here but me. That's what happened to my mother-in-law. She blowed her brains out with the medication. And then, look what happened. I told my husband, his mama came to me in a dream. Yeah. Came to me and told me she was angry. She was angry. I said, why are you mad, mama? She was angry. And she told me to tell her son to revenge her death them people file a lawsuit against them for blowing her brains up with medication. Don't you know her son never did do it? Why? Because he don't believe that I am a prophet and that I can hear the God of Israel. He don't believe still today, and his mama lost her life from the word of the God of Israel that spoke through me. I said, yeah, you need to sue these people. This is a lawsuit. Nah. Next law, people. Next law. Law number, so it say adultery here. Idolatry. Adultery, idolaters, and adulterous practices. All of this is up under the law. Right now today, my husband, he still don't believe that I'm a prophet. He was here when I told him millions was going to die in 2019. I said millions was going to die in 2020. He was here when I said, still don't believe. Wow, people. That's some deep, deep, deep darkness in his soul. Law number 3:1-2. Not to make a graven images, neither to make it oneself, nor to have it made by others. Exodus 20, verse 4. Not to make a graven image. All over there where the 10 tribes live, in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Belize, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Hawaii, all over where the 10 tribes live. They all live in the Caribbean. That's where they live. They came to the New World on a ship from Africa, from Jerusalem, over the way. All of them live in the Caribbean, the 10 tribes of Israel. Every last one of them live in the Caribbean today. Yeah. Yes, people. But they got graven images all over their cities. Guadalupe, Queen Mother of Heaven, Mary, with little baby Jesus in her arm. All kind of statues. Jesus, all kind of statues that they believe in. Little saints they carry around in their purses and on their neck and all of that stuff. And look what the God of Israel said. The Christian churches teaches them not to read the Old Testament. It don't exist no more. It cannot help them. If they believe what the Lord is laying through their religions have set up, that's on them. That's on them if they believe what some man say instead of believing what the God of Israel got wrote on the paper. Ain't no scripture in the Bible tell you the law done away and it's dead and don't read it no more. They got graven images. Neither make it oneself, nor have it made by others. So can't nobody make you no graven image? And you can't make no graven image or no God. Because the God of Israel, he don't need a graven image. Let me speak to y'all prophetically right now. The God of Israel, he don't need a graven image. Why? Because he real. That's why he don't need no graven image. He is real. He is alive. His son is alive. He don't need no graven image. That's false. So that's why he told Israel not to have graven images. And the very thing that they got kicked out of Jerusalem for, they doing right now today. That very thing. Jew and Gentile. Serving other gods and listening to false prophets. The same thing they was doing when they was in Jerusalem. They killed all the prophets, Jeremiah, Elijah. Oh, they didn't kill Elijah. God took Elijah. They killed all the prophets and set up false prophets. Gentile, Hebrews, whatever. False prophets. Just like you people have did today. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, people. Yes. Say what I hear. I don't want to say what I hear. I hear. And if God of Israel ain't going to make me say it, then I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let it go. Law number, we're reading in the section part of the law, prophecy. What happened to false prophets that prophesied lies? We're talking about graven images now. Exodus 20:20. It say Babylon, over there in Jeremiah, I believe it's Jeremiah 50. Babylon is a land of graven images. Babylon, ancient Babylon, where Nimrod, the Gentile, the African, set it up. Ancient Babylon, the Tower of Babel, all that over there in Iraq, ancient, modern-day Iraq, modern-day Babylon is the land of graven images. That's all over the earth. Remember when they was building the Tower of Babel? That the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and the Son of God and the heavenly hosts, they went down. The scripture said, let us go down to see this tower that they have built, a graven image to their gods and their god Satan. So when he destroyed the Tower of Babel, Temple of Babel, he scattered them all over the earth. Africans. Nimrod was African. Gentile. He scattered them all over the earth. And that's why you got gods and graven images all over the earth. Babylon is all over the earth. Because he scattered them all over the earth. Over there in Asia. All over the earth, he's got America, tower, land of graven images, Babylon. That's how you identify in Babylon. When you see Jesus, statues of Mary and Jesus and Jesus and, you know, all kind of little statues of man and, you know, important figures and presidents. When you see all of that, know that you are in the midst of Babylon. Modern day Babylon. Exodus 20, verse 20, for law number 313. Come on, people. Come on, people. Come on. Exodus 20, verse 20. Let me give you a real Bible class. Let me give you a real law class today. Exodus 20:20. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. I'm sorry, it's Exodus 20 verse 4 for law number 312. Let me go to the fourth verse, people. Sorry about that. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Absolutely no graven images of man, dog, fish, cow, boy, girl, none of any likeness of anything that is in heaven. Angels and none of all of that is in the earth. You can't make no graven images of man, presidents, Benjamin Franklin. Presidents, been they got graven images of Benjamin Franklin, all kind of people. Spanish people over there in Mexico, they got graven images of the conquistadors that took down Issachar, one of the tribes. They got graven images of priests that came with the cross. Came with the cross to Issachar, one of the tribes of Israel, and took them down with the Catholic Church. The Spanish and the Romans took them down with a priest with the cross. They got a graven image of the priest with a cross holding it on. The Indians, they call them. But the Bible called them Issachar. Issachar. Shakar. Issachar. You can't have no graven image. You can't have no cross. Your cross is a graven image. Jesus, the cross, and all that stuff that you've been given to you by your dad, Pope now. The people that set up the law of the land. All of that is a graven image. He said you can't have no grave. So why would he let his son die on the cross? If the God of Israel already told you in the Torah, up under his law, that you can't have a cross, why would he let his son die on the cross? That is false. That is false teaching, false doctrine. That is religion. That's religion. You got billions of Christians today falling at false satanic religion and teaching. Next law. It say, Exodus 20 verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or anything that is heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself. Oh my God. Y'all people do it all the time. Bow down to Mary. Bow down to Jesus. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down. You should not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. And that's exactly what y'all people are doing. For I, Ahayah, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Yes, y'all hate the God of Israel. You are the third and the fourth generation. You, they children. Back then, that was them people up in the wilderness arguing with Moses and Aaron and all of them. Over there when they got to Canaan, they went off and did all kind of abominable. You, they are the third and fourth generation. Because he told Abraham, I'm going to bring them out in the third generation. And guess what? Those are the same people that left Egypt and was in the wilderness. And guess what? We are their children. So we would be the ones, or you people would be the ones that hate him. Next law. Law number 313. Not to make any figures ointment, even if they are not worshipped. Exodus 20, verse 20. Exodus 20, verse 20, people. You can't make no bracelets to other gods. You can't make no earrings to other gods. You can't make no hats to other gods. You can't make no shoes to other gods. And that's what the law of this land have done. They have set up all their images, all their clothes, all their shoes, all their jewelry, all their earrings to other gods. And they got you little sick, crazy, dumb people wearing it, calling it fashion. Fashion. to another god, to Satan, the god of this earth. Verse 20, for law number 313. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the highest said unto Moses, thus should thou say unto the children of Israel, have you seen that I have talked with you from heaven? You shall not make with me gods of silver. Neither shall you make unto you gods of gold. The Vatican is full of gods of silver and gods of gold. Catholic churches are full of gods of silver and gods of gold. The Christian church is full of gods of silver and gods of gold. Yes. Yes, people. Your cross. They got a gold and a silver and all color. Pulpits made out of gold and brass and all kind of stuff. Stone. Next law, law number 314, for prophecy. So this is what I have to prophesy to y'all about. The things that you are doing wrong against the God of the Hebrews. That's what a prophet job is, to speak to you prophetically and tell you what you need to do and what you must do if you want to live. Like I told mama-in-law, what to do so she can live. And she refused. Yes, people. So the God is her up out of here because she disobeyed him. That's exactly what happens when you go against what the God of Israel tell you through his prophet. Let me get something to drink. Law number 314, not to make idols, even for others. Exodus 34:17, people. 17 verse, okay? Come on. Thou shalt not make thee no molten gods. Y'all see all these molten gods over there in Asia, India. They said it's so, I heard a news article the other day. They say in India alone, 4 million people have died from COVID-19 this year. The man says so many people dying in India, they can't keep up with the count. I'm just telling you, people, what happened when you set up gods of gold and idols and other gods in your land? Idols, graven images. That's why Mexico's so poor. That's why the Caribbean is so poor where the 10 tribes live, because they got all kind of gods. That's why they so poor and broke and hungry and ain't got nothing and got to run to the border and try to get in the United States. That's why nothing is going to change for them in their own country and nothing going to happen for them in Babylon, because that's another United States, a United States. That's another place that's the land of graven images. Nothing but graven images and false gods and religions on every corner. So they can run there, they can run wherever they want to run. But until you do what the God of Israel tell you to do, there would be no help for you people. None at all. He didn't help the children of Israel when they broke the law and went against what he said, and he ain't going to help you either. So they can run to the border all they want. They got so many graven images in Cuba and Mexico, Brazil, Australia, all over everywhere. Colombia, Panama, Honduras, Guatemala, all over Belize, all over everywhere. Just graven images who they pray to and believe to, saints and all kind of gods. And my God, people, you wonder why these people broke, poor, and hungry? Look at what they are doing. The very thing that the Bible tells them not to do. And the lawless land don't tell them, you don't got to read the Old Testament. You ain't got to read no law. You ain't under no law. You under grace. Oh, my. So that grace that they under got them hungry, huh? In the Caribbean. That grace that they under got them poor, making $2 an hour in the Caribbean. I'm talking to you, 10 tribes of Israel. If you didn't know who you are, I'm going to tell you who you are today. 10 tribes of Israel, Caribbean, Cuba. You wonder why all that stuff going on in Cuba right now? Y'all didn't know that either, did you? Nah, you don't know nothing because your leaders don't know nothing because they are false prophets. All that stuff going on in Cuba right now because they have went against the God of Israel for their statues and their images and their Buddhas and their whatever gods that they serve, their Jesus and all that stuff. They saints. That's why it's going on in Cuba. That's why it's going on in Haiti. So run wherever you run. Law. I'm reading right here, 34:17, law number 314. Leviticus 34:17, people. I know I might have to make a part two today because I need to come back. I got a lot of stuff I got to tell you today. I got some things I got to share. If I run out of time, I'm coming right back today. I have to. At least for one more hour. Exodus 34:17. Let's get it, people. Let's get it, people. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. That's why they're going down, people. That's why they're going down. And the Gentiles that set up all their gods and all their religion and all their everything in this earth, they know they are the 10 tribes over the Caribbean. They know where Judah is. They know where Benjamin is. They know where Levi is. They know where the 12 tribes are in the earth, the same place where Christopher Columbus went and took them down. That's the children of Israel. The same place that we black folks was brought here, brought to the world on slave ships. The same places that they took us. We are the children of Israel. And I'm going to prove that to you today out of the Bible. That's why I say, get away from me. That's Moon Creek. Go over there. That's why I say, I got to come back, people. I got to come back if I run out of time. Law number 314, Leviticus 19:4. Let's go to that. Oh, now you see, Hebrews, now you see, Gentiles, why they don't want you to read the Old Testament. Leviticus 19:4. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself molten gods. I am Ahayah, your God. Turn ye not unto idol. What is idol? Anything that you love in this earth outside of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. That's an idol. That's a idol. All the laws of this land, everything that they have set in this earth for you to love and go to and worship and believe in are all idols. Every last one of them are a idol. All of it. Your jobs, your education, everything that your clothes, your food, everything that you eat, your religion, everything, your churches, everything, your money, is all idols to other gods. And that God will be Satan with different names up in here. Next law, law number 315. Not to use ornaments of any object of an idolatrous worship. Deuteronomy 7:25. That would, what's something on me? So I don't know what. Excuse me, people. Give me a minute. That would eliminate your cross, people. You ain't got no business believing in no white man, no white image named Jesus that was set up by the Gentiles up in here. Law number 315, Deuteronomy 7:25. Deuteronomy 7:25. Look what it say, people. Exactly with what it says. It says, the graven images of their gods shall you burn. See, that's what the God of Israel told the children of Israel. If anybody come to Jerusalem, anybody try to set up something here, you must burn. He told them, when you get to Canaan, because Canaan was another pagan, just like you Gentiles are today. Same pagan people with all your gods that you calling on and worshiping. The graven image of the God, Hebrews, Israel, shall be burned with, thou should not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination of thy God. So he told the children of Israel, when you get to Canaan, before you even get there, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all got to do. Don't go over there trying to, they got a lot of gods now. They have a lot of gods in Canaan. The Philistines, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, they got a lot of gods in Canaan. Don't go over there desiring their gods. Looking at their gods, how pretty they got gold on them and brass, and they got them fixed up with purple clothes on and all kind of linen and silk on. Don't desire their gods. These are Gentiles. They are pagans. They are against me. And that's why I'm taking their land and I'm taking them down. And I want you to kill everybody in Canaan and burn their gods. Burn all their gods with fire. Did they do it? The children of Israel, our ancestors? No, they did not do it. They did not do it. They went over there and fell in love with Jesus. And fell in love with Baal, Jehovah, Allah, and Buddha now. They fell in love with them gods. And that's why the God of Israel killed millions of them. I don't know how many he killed, because we don't have the history, but I know it was a lot. And he kicked the rest out. It is an abomination. It is an abomination for you to call on any God, any other name, any images, any statues to the God of Israel. He don't want no statue. He don't need that. He don't need no cross for his son. Son ain't down no cross, man. His son did not die on no cross. I really believe that King James translated Greek Bible that y'all have. Y'all believe that? Ain't no way the Son of God died on a cross when the God of Israel told you, you cannot have any carved and any graven images. See how dumb y'all people are? You so dumb and stupid and naive and senseless. And I'm going to show you why you so dumb and naive and senseless and you don't know nothing and you don't know what's going on. I'm going to show you why today, people, out of the Bible. I'm going to give you some deep, deep knowledge today. Stay tuned. Because like I say, if I run out of time, I'm coming back. Because I got to share this information to help you people. Juanita Bynum, she done made the ark of the, call herself making the ark of the covenant up in her church. Do this woman realize what she is doing? Do she know? She don't realize that started the Bible. That's from them not understanding the Bible. False prophets disconnected from the source of life. You can't remake nothing that the God of Israel made. It's not allowed. Next law, people. Law number 316, not to make us an idol of its accessory objects, offerings, or lamentations. Same chapter 26 verse, Deuteronomy 7:26. Y'all people finished, man. You messed up. You so messed up, man. You so very messed, docile, stupid. What the Bible calls you, your knowledge. Neither shall thou bring an abomination into the into thy house, lest thou be a curse like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, Israel, and thou shalt utterly abhor it. It curse. You cannot bring no gold, silver, false images, images of ark of covenant, none of that stuff. It is a cursed thing when you bring a graven image into your house. It is an abomination. And then you're going to become a curse. And that's what's wrong with you people. You have cursed yourself. Messing with all these false gods and these statues and these images and all this stuff that they have set up in this earth for you people to have. You have cursed your own selves. That's why Belize so poor, man. Judah is over there in Belize. And Issachar is in Belize. They don't even know they brothers and sisters. They don't even know that they brothers. They think they two separate people, man. Because one is light and one is black and all of that stuff. You will, that's why they ain't got no food in Belize. That's the Caribbean, man. Beautiful place. If you go in the right areas. I've been to Belize. Because I know, I've been there. The place is cursed. by the God of Israel. It is cursed because they got two tribes there, Judah and Issachar, worshiping graven images and calling on false gods and all of that stuff with their Christianity and all their religions and stuff that they got over there. A cursed thing. Christianity is a cursed thing, and you're going to be cursed like it. And that's why you people sick, dying, dead, all kind of stuff. People want to know what's going on. Let me tell you, because it's being revealed to me what it is. Cursed. Cursed. What is a cursed thing in the Hebrew? It say, for Deuteronomy 7:26, for law number 3:16, not law number 3:7, where we at? Law number 3:16. Let me look up cursed thing. Deuteronomy 7:26. Hebrew number 2764 for a cursed thing. Physically, as shedding in a net, literally or figuratively, usually a doomed object. A doomed object. Abstractly, extermination, a curse. Dedicated things which should have been utterly destroy all their altars, break down all their images. That's what the God of Israel told them to do when they get to Cain. Burn them in the fire, kill their children, kill their men, kill their women. These people are an abomination to me. I do not want them to live. That's what he told the children of Israel. I don't want them to live. They are a curse. And all their gods and the same stuff that they was doing in Canaan, y'all doing right now on this side of the earth. A cursed thing. Detestable. Utterly detestable. Look what it says. Hebrew number 8:2:6:2 for Deuteronomy 7:26. Utterly detested. To be filthy, that is, intensely, to loss, pollute, abominable, detest. Next law, law number 3:17. I got a lot of more laws here, baby. I'm sorry. I got a lot of laws here, people, for prophecy. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through with these today. We'll come back Tuesday. We'll come back Tuesday and pick it up where we left off. 3:17, next law, not to drink wine of idolaters. Deuteronomy 32:38. Let's get that. 32:38. Get out of here, Red. Get out of here. Get out of here, Queet. Excuse me, people. 32:38 of Deuteronomy, people. Come on, people. Come on, people. I don't have to do nothing but serve the God of Israel. He's going to give me everything I want, need, and desire. I don't have to do nothing but obey his law. I don't have to keep the law of the land and what they got going, what they doing. All I got to do is submit to my God, and he will give me the wealth of Abraham. I know that. Deuteronomy 32:38. Oh, fleetest. Yeah, Abraham, the wealth of Abraham. You just sow $1,000 seed. What? The God of Israel ain't told you to sow no seed to get the wealth of Abraham. All he say, look to Abraham. Abraham didn't sow no $1,000 seed to get his wealth. That's all the God of Israel say. Look to Abraham, your father, Hebrews, and I will give you wealth. Do what he did. What did Abraham do? Keep the law. He was righteous. Want to know why you people still broke? That's why. Care how much you work and punch a clock, you'll never get to work for Abraham. Never! You can have 10 businesses. You couldn't count Abraham money. You could not count his money. He had too much silver and gold. You can count Bill Gates money. You can count Jeff Bezos money. Matter of fact, they go on the news and say Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world and he got this much money. You cannot count Abraham money. It's countless. You people are in trouble with the God of Israel because you won't let go of these gods and these idols and these graven images and all this stuff that y'all are doing, this religion and all this stuff that these people got y'all people brain dead about. Deuteronomy 3:17. Not to drink wine or idolaters. Deuteronomy 32:38, people. Look what it say. And after this last law, I'm going to check and see how much time I have. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifice? Let me go to Deuteronomy 32:37 for law number 3:17. And he shall say, where are their gods? See, that's exactly what the God of Israel is saying right now, Ahiah. Where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Eat the fat of their sacrifice and drink the wine of their drink offering. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Where's your gods? Your government and your mayors and your press, all the people that you got so much trust and confidence in. Where is your God Jesus and Jesus and Yah and Most High? Where is your God? Let them rise and help you, Hebrews, and let them protect you. That's why these people, these Gentiles, can do what they want to do to y'all people. They can do whatever they want to do. Put you in isolation, all kind of stuff. Whatever they want to do to you. Because the God of Israel say, let them rise, your God Jesus and all of them. Let them rise and protect you. Because I won't be doing it, people. I will not be doing it. The very God that you people hate. Y'all hate the God of Israel. Y'all people hate the God of Israel. Y'all people hate the God of Moses. Y'all people hate the God of the Hebrew nation. Y'all people hate the Holy Spirit. That's why you call her a ghost. You hate her. You hate the Son of God, the real one. They hated him when he walked the earth. That's why you got another Son of God in his place. Where your God's at, I would not be helping you. The ones that drink the wine of your fat, the ones you go work for 8 to 12 hours a day for $50 or $100 a day. Over in Mexico, over in the Caribbean, $2 a day, $1 a day. Where your God's at? They drinking all the wine and riding on their yachts and riding in their jets and their airplanes and wearing all their expensive clothes. Them and their children, and you look like a poor little dog walking the street, getting everything on credit. Thing on credit. A poor little dog walking the street. That's what you look like. While these on deck there and they kiss out, driving Bentleys, Range Rovers, all kind of stuff, paid for in cash, when you people got to go to the car lot and take out a loan to buy an SUV. Where is your God? let them people that you love and have served and have protected and all their gods and religions that they have set up for you people, let them protect you and help you from the New World Order, because I won't be helping y'all. I'm in overtime now. I'm only going to help my remnant, and that's it. Law number 318. I'm going to read this last law, people, and we're going to pick it up Tuesday, because I have some other things I need to share with you, and I really don't want to come back today. Law number 318, not to worship an idol in the way in which it is usually worshiped. Not to worship an idol. Exodus 20, verse 5. Y'all already know what that says. Not to worship an idol. Jesus is an idol. Buddha is an idol. Allah is an idol. Yah ain't nothing but the calf. That's who Yah is, Jehovah, with a different name. Ain't nothing but the calf that the children of Israel and Solomon and all them kings worship, Baal, with a different name. Yah, nothing but the calf. That's all it is. So I'm going to pick it up here Tuesday, people, at law number 319 for prophecy. We've not finished yet, people. The God of Israel got a lot of more things he need to say about your idols, about your prophecies, about your false leaders, prophets. He got a lot of more to say, people. We're going to pick the law up next week. God's law. Verses of the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 17. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha Ba. So with that, people, we will pick it up Tuesday. If the God of Israel say it's okay, we will be on audio number 18 Tuesday, law number 319. Tuesday. Now, I need to read a news article to you, because I have something that I need to show you today. Same thing that I attempted to show yesterday, but I ran out of time. It says, slavery in the 21st century. Yeah, it's got you witches up under there, too. When we come back next week, it's got witches, warlocks, all kind of people up under prophecy in a section of the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. Yeah, it's going to deal with you witches, too, and you warlocks, and you candle burning, and tarot card reading, and magic spell people. It's going to deal with all of that. I told y'all, when I get through teaching the law, you won't have a feet to stand on. You will not have a feet to stand on up in this earth. You will be revealed for exactly who you are and what you have been doing to the God of Israel, the real God in this earth. Let me read my article. Yesterday, I was talking about slavery. It's because slavery is part of the law of the land that have destroyed people from generation to generation. It must be addressed. Last night, I was talking about slavery, the slavery system. The slavery. See, what do you think that is? Everything that you see that's set up is the slavery system. Religion, they got a slave religion. Christianity is a slave religion. Let me say it loud and clear. Christianity is a slave religion. Hebrew Israelite religion is a slave religion. All religions are slave religions because they were set up, put you in slavery. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Your Christianity and your Muslim and all that stuff was set up by the same people that put you in slavery. Your whole system is a slave system. And that's why you people are never getting nowhere. Ever. So let me help you. Modern day slavery. Slavery in the 21st century. Did y'all really think it was free? Did y'all really think you can eat what you want and go where you want and do what you want and wear what you want and be what you want? Absolutely not. You must do what the master, Master Tom and Master Joe and Master Bob have set up in this earth. The Gentiles for you to do. You don't have no mind, none of that. Contemporary slavery, say. Slavery in the 21st century, also known as modern slavery or neo-slavery, refers to institutional slavery. Institutional. So you know what that means, people? That means that slavery today is institutionalized, meaning it's connected to everything that you are doing. See, that's how they hide and say that you're a free man and you know slavery is friendly. They have it institutionalized now. Your jail system is slavery, institutionalized. All of it. Cation, institutionalized slavery. Your work, jobs, institutional. Like everything, your cars, your houses, everything has been institutionalized with a price tag on it to keep you in slavery. It's a modern slavery or neo-slavery refers to institutional slavery. It's a slavery and enslavement are both the state and the condition of being a slave, who is someone forbidden. I'm reading Wikipedia, slavery in the 21st century. You can pull it up and read it with me if you like to. Someone forbidden to quit their service for another person while treated as property. Slavery typically involved the enslaved person being made to perform some form of work while also having their location dictated. All your institutional slavery is under dictatorship. It's someone over it. It's someone set it up. Everything that you see that continues to occur in the present day society. Estimate of the number of slaves today range from around 38 million to 46 million, depending on the method used to form the estimated and the definition of slavery being used. The estimated number of slaves is debated. That's why you can go against the God of Israel and what he say and fall along with man and system and whatever they got set up. Why? Why? Debated as there is no universal agreed definition of modern slavery. Those enslaved are often difficult to identify, and adequate statistics are often not followed. The International Labor Organization estimated that by their definition, over 40 million people are in some form of slavery today. 24.9 million are forced are in forced labor, whom 6 million are exploited in private sectors such as domestic work, construction, or agriculture. All the work that you see up in this earth has everything to do with medieval slavery, modern day slavery. Now, read scripture in the Bible. Let me read some scriptures in the Bible. You've been institutionalized in your mind. Everything got to be inside a building. Everything that you do have to be institutionalized by the people that made the laws of this land. They set it up for you. Everything, Pete. Your whole system is designed to keep you a slave. And that's exactly what it have done to us. I told you, I'm here to help y'all. I was sent here by the God of Israel to help you. Let's go to Jeremiah 2:14. I want to get through these scriptures because it's something that I want to show you. Jeremiah 2:14. And that's why you can do what you can do. You doing what you doing right now and operating the way you operate because you don't have your own mindset. You don't have your own will. You don't have your own desire. Somebody else have already set it up for you and introduced it to you and designed it for you to do. All you got to do is just follow. And that's exactly what you people are doing without no understanding of what you're doing is being a slave. Jeremiah 2:14. It says, let me finish this, people. It says, Israel a servant? Look what the God of Israel asked Jeremiah, the real prophet. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Why is Israel, the 12 tribes all over the earth, spoiled? Spoiled means destroyed, oppressed, depressed, marginalized, institutionalized, slavery. So the God of Israel asked Jeremiah, is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Yes. The God of Israel seen it way back there in ancient times. Next. So, Exodus 4:22, people. Yes, Israel, you are a slave. A homeborn slave. You are spoiled. You are destroyed. You are corrupted. You are polluted. You are defiled. All you people that believe you Gentiles, you are Israel. You just don't want to believe it. Because again, you have been taught by your master, your slave master, that you are a Gentile. Yes. That's been going on for generations now, ever since we got off the slave ships. Exodus 4:22. Let's go with it. See, it ain't no more beating you with whips and chains and telling you, you can't go here, you can't do that. You're going to get your leg cut off and all that. They're going to beat you all night and rape your mom and your kids and pull your men up out the house and burn crosses and stuff in your yard. It ain't no more of that. It's institutionalized now. Slavery, everything you see set up, it's program. It's an arrangement. They got it set in place so you people can't see that you in slavery. You can't see it. Oh, Bob, yeah, just tell them, man. Yeah, we'll give them some stimulus checks. But when they get them stimulus checks, Bob, they ain't going to do nothing but go to a car lot and take out a $20,000 loan and get that stimulus check for a down payment. Bob, that's what they're going to do. They're going to get that stimulus check for a down payment and get them to take out a $20,000 loan and get a Yeah, Bob, we got they ain't gonna never pay. They ain't gonna never pay that SUV off. Oh, and we'll just draw interest from the loan that they take, and they'll just keep paying us interest. And it might take them 50 years to pay that SUV off. Oh, Bob, and guess what, Bob? When they don't pay it off, we can go to their door and knock on their door and take the SUV and resell it all over again to the next slave. Oh my God. This is what these people are doing. And you people can't see it. So Exodus 4:22. Something is, I don't know what is bothering me on this couch today. But it's something here. I don't know what. Exodus 4:22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus said Ahiah of Israel, is my son even my firstborn? The goat, baby, baby, they back, they back. That's just one, but yeah, they back, yeah. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, even my firstborn Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Let me keep going. Next precept, Isaiah 50, verse 1. Isaiah 50, verse 1. It's this one thing that I really want to show y'all before they cut me off. Isaiah 50. Excuse me. Cedia! Cedia! Could you help him? Could you help him with them across the street? He going over there. Isaiah 50, verse 1, people. Excuse me, people. Thus said Ahiah, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves. For your iniquities, people, I have put away. Where is your mother's divorcement whom I have put away? The God of Israel put Israel away. He divorced them and gave them over to his creditors. Creditor. The people that set up the law of the land, they are his creditors. And he sold Israel. He sold our ancestors into their hand for their iniquities. Yeah, they was over there in Africa. Let me go to the next scripture. Deuteronomy. Yeah, this is the one I want to show you. Yes. And it said, for your iniquities you have sold yourself. That's why you slaves. You have been sold to another nation, another race of people, and that is the Gentiles. And for your transgressions is your mother put away. For your iniquities and your transgressions, Israel, was you sold on this side of the earth. For your iniquities and your transgressions, Israel, Gentiles, you are still a slave today. So Deuteronomy. Yeah, they was over there in Africa before our ancestors came. On this side of the world, they was over there in Africa eating, killing and eating dead people and offering them on the altars to their gods and all kind of stuff Israel was doing. all kind of stuff. And that's why our ancestors were sold on this side of the earth to the Gentiles, to the very people that have full control over them now. Institutionalized slavery. Slavery for the 21st century. In college, we got to teach your kids. We got to teach you to be good little slaves. Get out of the, when you get out of school, you got to go be a good worker. Go get a job. Go get a job so we can take that money out your check from taxes. Yeah, and the very money we take out your checks, use that money. We're going to use that money and build a jail system where we can put our slaves away when y'all go against your master and whatever laws that your masters have made. So guess what, people? You are working to demise and destroy you, your children, your own selves. You don't want to pay for the jail system. You don't want to pay for the court system. All of that with your taxes. With your taxes. Deuteronomy 28:63. This is the one I really want to show you right here. Deuteronomy 28:63 to 68 verse. How did we get on this side of the earth? And we come from Africa. And why? And what happened to us once we got here? What happened to us? What happened to us as a people, as a nation? Deuteronomy 28:63. And it shall come to pass, As a higher rejoice over you, Israel, to do you good and to multiply you, so a higher will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to not mean nothing. And you shall be plucked off from off the land whether thou goest to possess it. So Moses had already warned them. He had already told them, as a higher, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, rejoice over you, Israel, to do good to you and to multiply you and to make you a great nation as the sand of the seashore. A higher will also rejoice over you to destroy you, and bring you to nothing. And that's exactly where we are. This is a prophecy that he gave Moses way back in ancient times. And we are the children right now living out this prophecy for the 21st century. He said, I'm going to bring you to nothing. I'm going to destroy you, Israel. When you go against my law and start serving other gods and making graven images and praying to them and all of that, I'm going to destroy you and bring you to nothing. You're going to die. You're going to perish. You're going to be hungry. I'm going to bring you sick to nothing. Deuteronomy 28:63. Look at us, people. Look at us, people. We are nothing up in here. No, you're not serving the God of Israel. No, you're not serving the real God. You are a destroyed, rejected, slave-driven, slave-minded, slave-intellectual people that have come to nothing. And you shall be plucked off the land of Canaan. I'm going to kick you off the land. I'm going to kick you out of Canaan, whether thou shalt go to possess it. Verse 64, Deuteronomy 28. And a higher shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other one, Israel. He didn't say that he was going to kill Israel. He said, I'm going to kill so many of y'all. And the rest of y'all, I'm going to scatter you all over the earth, from one end of heaven to the other. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly who we are. We are the children of the people that were scattered and brought here on slave ships. And the ones that came in the Caribbean, the 10 tribes of New World, they came in 721 B.C. in the 7th century B.C., way back there. Way back there. They was here before we even got on the slave ships and came. He said, he scattered them. Because they was up in Samaria with two calves. Yah, they had two calves. Yah, Baal. Yeah, up in Samaria with two calves. I'm talking about the 10 tribes that lived in North Samaria in Israel. Two calves. He sent the Syrian army on them to put them in slavery. And they left Syria, they got on ships, and they said, you know what? We're going to go to a world where never mankind ever dwelt. And they found the new world. And that's how the 10 tribes got in the Caribbean. They came from water to water. Why? Because they was on a ship. And that's how they found the new world. I'm going to scatter you among all people, from one end of the earth even unto the other. And Deuteronomy 68:28-64. Even unto the, it say, among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods. There shall you serve Judah. When you get off the slave ship, you are Levi and Benjamin. In the 15th century, when they brought us across the Atlantic Ocean, there you're going to serve other gods. When the Mayans and all them names that they gave the 10 tribes over in the Caribbean, they was beginning to serve other gods. The sun god, the god of fire, the god of the moon, all kind of gods they had. And they still got them same gods today. And we are their children. We still have them same gods today that our ancestors, when they got off the ships, the 10 tribes and the 2.5 tribes. There you will serve other gods, which neither thy nor thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have known. So he don't know nothing about Jesus. You don't know nothing about Yah. You don't know nothing about Most High. You don't know nothing about Allah. You don't know nothing about Buddha now. You don't know nothing about the Egyptologist gods and all this stuff. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't know none of that. Your fathers don't know these gods, nor thy fathers have known even wood and stone you will serve. Wood. Pulpits, Christianity, Islam, Hebrew Israelite, pulpit, wood and stone, graven images, crosses, you name it. Y'all people got it. Deuteronomy 28:65. And among these nations, what nations? When I pull up the word nation right here, for Deuteronomy 28:65, Hebrew number 1471, let me show y'all where he put us, our ancestors. Among these nations, thou shalt find no ease. No ease. Nations, it said Goyen. Goyen in the Hebrew. Hebrew number 1471. in the sense of mastered a foreign nation, hence a Gentile, a heathen nation. So he sent us to the Gentile nation, the Spaniards, Gentiles, Esau children. They the ones took down the 10 tribes, French, Gentile, Esau children, British, Esau children, all of them, Gentiles. The white man over in America, Gentiles. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. Work, 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 work. Back then, they forced you to work, and you didn't get no money. You had to work on the plantation free. That's old-time slavery. Modern-day slavery, you get paid a little bit of money. And then you got to take that little bit of money that they pay you and go pay all the bills and buy Louis Vuitton. Ain't nothing but a white man that made Louis Vuitton's name. You get slave master clothes. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, white man, Esau. You wear your master clothes. All of it. True religion and all Levi's and all the rest of it is your master's clothing that they put you little slaves to work now. Go work in the clothing factory. Make all our clothes and stuff. And guess what? When we pay you that check every week or every 2 weeks, you're going to take that check and go buy all the clothes you made for your master with their name on them, and you're going to wear them. And you know what? You're going to wear them, and you're going to always represent your master and nerve. And that's why I tell you, you are not out of slavery. You ain't going to find no ease or rest. But the higher should give thee there a trembling. Trembling is Hebrew number 7268 for Deuteronomy 28:65. Timid. Timid. You are going to be timid. You are a weak people. This is the curse. This is what the God of Israel did to you. He gave you a trembling heart. He made you timid. Yeah, your master. They set the laws of the land up. You got to wear their clothes. You got to eat their food, everything. It's institutionalized. You looking good at Gucci, huh? You looking good at Louis Vuitton. You looking good at Gucci, huh? No, your master pocket is getting fat. And you looking like a fool. That's what you look like, a absolutely fool. You ain't figured that out yet, people, that you look like a fool. A trembling heart and fell in her eyes and sorrow fell in her eyes. Fell in her eyes is Hebrew number 3:6-3:1. Penny, destruction, consumption, failing, destruction. You're going to have failing eyes. Nothing but destruction is around us. You were sold to his creditors, the Gentiles. And sorrow of mine, Deuteronomy 28:66. And thy life, look what the God of Israel told Moses to tell our ancestors. You try to tell me the law of God don't exist and it's not real when we are looking at the prophecy that have been fulfilled right before our eyes. We are the people of the prophecy in Deuteronomy 28. But the law is dead and done away with in thy life. Deuteronomy 28:66, people, shall hang in doubt before thee and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Little Johnny is hungry. Paquita is hungry. Your life, Hebrews, shall hang in doubt before thee. Let's look up the word doubt in the Hebrew. It's Hebrew number 8511 for Deuteronomy 28:66. Elder Carr, P-E-C-I-T-E, now then break this down. Let me break it down for you people. They tell you about the slave ships, how you got off and all that. But let me break down the word of doubt for you, Hebrews. And your life shall hang, faint, break. And doubt, the word doubt right here is Hebrew number 8511. To suspend vigorously through hesitation, to be uncertain by implication of mental dependency. Mental. Your mentality is dependency. On who? Your master. Your slave master. Your life will hang in doubt. Mental dependency. Habitate. To bid, hang in doubt. And when you look up the word mental dependency, habitat. It is a habit. You done got used to being a slave now. You done got used to eating your slave food up in your grocery stores. You done got used to going to your slave restaurants that they have set up all over the earth to get rich off you. Eating that nasty, defiled dog food. A dog eat. A slave eat your McDonald's and Burger King and all of that stuff. Dog food. Your life shall hang in doubt, Israel. Mental dependency for doubt. And I'm going to go to the word right now and break it down for you. You won't have no assurance of your life. You don't know what tomorrow gonna be. You love eating a slave food, wearing a slave clothes. Lil Wayne don't really think they doing something. Jay-Z and all up, Beyonce and all up, Nicki Minaj, they really think they doing something wearing Gucci and Louis Vuitton. You are wearing your slave clothes with a price tag on it, $4,000 for a pair of shoes. For your masses can get wealthy and rich off of y'all dumb little slaves. Yeah, Lil Wayne, you still a slave. You still a slave, bruh. Bruh, you still a slave. What, because you got a 5,000 pair of Jordan, a 20,000 pair of Jordan that your masters sent you to, sent y'all the slaves up in a factory to make for them so they can get the money from you? They put a price tag on it for $20,000, and you believe that that $2 shoe that they made and put a $20,000 price tag on it with their name on it is worth $20,000. Mental dependency for the word doubt. And Deuteronomy 28:66, and thy life shall hang in doubt. Mental dependency. I got to get the education. I got to go to college. I got to send my kids to school to learn how to be a good slave, to learn how to make my master rich. Jeff Bezos thanked Amazon. He thanked Amazon today for saying, he said, yeah, it all go to Amazon. So I went up in space because they gave me the money so I can go up there. Amazon, my company. Yeah, you slaves gonna buy the, you're gonna buy the product, man. You're gonna buy it. Mental dependency. Your mind have been so very programmed and so very conditioned. They built the $5,000 car and put a price tag on it for $50,000 Range Rover. Please, people, please, let me look up the word doubt, and let me look up the word. Wait, before I look it up, let me finish this whole passage here. Before then, thou shalt fear day and night and have no assurance. No assurance. It say right here for assurance, Deuteronomy 28:66, Hebrew number 5:3-9, to build up or support. To foster no assurance of your life, no support. Don't nobody care about you slaves. Don't nobody support you slaves. If you don't go to master job, you and your kids won't have no food. Yeah. The nasty food that they, you look, people, that they put you people not in the plantation no more now. They don't call it a plantation no more. See, you in the 21st century slavery now. They call it the field, or they call it agriculture. Yeah, we're going to give you a job. Go out there and pick them beans and them potatoes and that corn and all of that and put it in our warehouse. So we can put it, we get our truck together so we can put it on the truck and then get to all our markets. So the slaves can go buy. And so we can depopulate them through the food. No assurance of your life, no support. More. Next scripture, last one. Two more. And then I'm going to read my article about the word doubt in Deuteronomy 28:66. In the morning, thou shalt say, would God it was evening. And in the evening, thou shalt say, would God it was morning. For the fear of thy heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, for in the sight of thy, which thou shalt see. And a higher shall bring thee into Egypt, Israel. This is not ancient Egypt he's talking about right here, Deuteronomy 28:68. Because remember, he told the children of Israel not to ever even look back towards Egypt. Matter of fact, when they got in the wilderness, that's all they wanted to do is go back to Egypt. And that's why the God of Israel killed them right there. They was not allowed to go back to Egypt. So this is talking about modern day Egypt, the land of the graven images, the lands of the great Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, the land of the graven images is all over the earth, which is Egypt. And Ahia shall bring thee, Israel, into Egypt. Bondage. Bondage again with ships. So he got them out of ancient Egypt from Pharaoh, took down Pharaoh and all his army. And he told him, Moses told him, you know what? If y'all go against the God of Israel, he going to hurt you people so very bad. But they didn't listen. They never listened in the wilderness. They always did what they wanted to do. Just like you people don't listen to that. He said, I'm going to bring you again into Egypt with ships. How did we get to America? How did we get to the new world? On ships. Egypt, the land of graven images. We didn't go to no Egypt on no ship. Jerusalem is right next to Egypt. Canaan is right next to Egypt. In the same area, I can walk to Egypt from Jerusalem. Don't y'all remember when the son of God, Herod, was looking for the son of God to kill him? He told Joseph and Mary to run into Egypt and stay there. Go to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to come back to Jerusalem. So Egypt is very close to Jerusalem. They walked to Egypt from Jerusalem. Or they got on their camel and went. They didn't have to fly or ride no ship to go because it's close. They next door neighbors with Jerusalem. So this is not talking about ancient Egypt. We didn't go to no Egypt on no ship. We walked in Egypt with our daddy Jacob. Joseph sent the chariot from Egypt to pick up Jacob and his sons and his daughters. We never went to Egypt on a ship. What scripture is that? So this is talking about modern day Egypt, Babylon. Go to Revelation, spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. Yeah. So you got here on a ship, Christians. You got here on a ship. The 10 tribes got here on a ship. That's how you got here. That's how you got here. On a ship, the God of Israel sold you into the hands of his enemies to beat you, to kill you, to make you slaves, to make your life a living hell. And that's exactly what they have done. So let me go now to my article to look up the word doubt. And Deuteronomy 28:66, Hebrew number for doubt, 8511, to suspect, to be uncertain by mental dependency. It's a mind thing, people. It's a mind thing. It's a mind thing. You are programmed in the mind. You got to have your... You got to eat your master food. You got to wear your master clothes. You got to look like your master, a Gentile, and that's why you wear Gentile clothes, because you got to look like your master because you belong to your master. You are a slave. You are his slave. So he dressed you just like he dressed. That's why your name, Millender, is and Joe and Johnson and Bob and Billy and Sue and Kim and all of that. Why? Because you belong to your master. He gave your social security number and a birth certificate. Next scripture, people. Let's look up the word mental dependency, and I'm getting ready to go after that. I'm still going. They haven't cut me off yet. Mental dependency. Let me look it up. Your life will hang and doubt. Mental dependent. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're feeling. The anxiety and all that stuff, depression and all that, all the feelings and emotions that you are getting, it comes from you being mental dependent on your daddies, your masters. You're going to keep their religion. You're going to serve their gods. You, whatever they give you. It's a mental dependency. Physiological. See, it's dealing with the mind. It's dealing with the emotions. It's dealing with the heart. Physical life. For Deuteronomy now, 28, the word doubt. Physiological dependency is a state that involves emotions. It's a state that involves emotional motivation withdrawal. Symptoms, anxiety. You want to know why you got anxiety, people? You don't want to know why you bipolar? You want to know why you schizophrenic? You want to know. You want to know why you suicidal? Your life is real. Hebrews, hang in doubt. Until you destroy it off this land. So it's a doubt is mental dependency. You got to depend on them. The government and the president and all these people. You got to depend on them. You can't do nothing without them. The word doubt means you are mentally connected to these people. Break free. Because they teach you the law is done away. The Bible ain't real. The Bible ain't true. Nothing is real about the Bible. You don't got to read no Bible. You can have whatever God you want. Call on whatever God. You can make whatever God. You can make whatever you believe into a God. You see all this stuff they teaches you to make your mind mental. Mental. You people are literally mental. Crazy. You cannot think on your own. They think for you. They think for you. And that's why they created all the laws. Because they know they got a docile people that cannot use their own mind. Because your mind have been destroyed. Institutionalized through slavery. Modern day slavery. It's a state that involves emotional, motivational withdrawal. You're not motivated to do nothing but go to work, go to work, go to work, go to school, go to school, go to school, get a job, get a job, get a job. That's all you, go to church, go to church, go to church. Go to the grocery store, grocery store, grocery store, scrub. Mental, psychological dependency. Emotional, motivational withdrawal. You're not motivated to do nothing but slave sister that they have. So you training your children to do the same thing that your mama taught you. Training your kids to live lives. Slave code. Buy slave clothes. Gucci is slave clothes. Gucci, slave clothes. Louis Vuitton, slave clothes. Red bottom shoes, y'all, slave clothing and shoes. Yeah, they want you to buy. They put whatever price tag they want to put on it. Because you dumb slaves. Mental dependency, emotionally withdraw. No, you don't have no emotion. You can't feel nothing. You can't feel nothing. That's why you hate one another. You won't help one another. You won't support one another. Because these people have made you brain dead and emotionless. They have programmed you so much that all you could think about is what they are giving you to do and have and think. The symptoms are no motivation. You can't have your own banking system. You can't grow your own food system. You can't have your own. You got to be dependent on the master. You're very much still on that slave ship, people, and on them auction blocks. Let me go to the next scripture right here. And look what he said. Deuteronomy 28:6-8. And the highest shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way, wherefore I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. Talking about Egypt, this is our last time that we will ever, ever go into bondage ever again. In the last days. Ain't no more slavery. This is the last slavery that we will ever see. The next thing when we come out of this, we're going to get the kingdom remnant. We're going to get the kingdom. If we denounce all these religions and all this mentality of our slave masters, disconnect yourself. Look what it say. You shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Did not this happen in the 15th century? Did not this happen when Columbus went over there in the Caribbean and took down the 10 tribes and the British and all the rest of and the Portuguese? Did not this happen? Yes, it did. And you shall be sold. Sold. Look what it said right here for Deuteronomy 28:68 for sold. To sell. Hebrew number 43:76. Merchandise. A daughter in marriage. So you're going to even marry the Gentiles. A daughter in marriage into slavery. You will be sold to your enemies. Enemies, and the God of Israel told you to never marry outside of the Hebrew nation. But now that you are in the land of your enemies, you are being married in slavery to the Gentiles. And y'all people feel that that's okay when the law said that is an abomination to marry outside of your race, Hebrews. It's the enemies. Hebrew number 4:3-4:1. Hated and adversary. Talking about Satan now. I'm not talking about Satan now. We talking about the people who serve Satan. Hostile. Hate. They hate us, Hebrews. They hate us. They hate our gods. They are not gods. They hate our gods. Ahaya, we only got one God. That's why they gave us their gods. You will be sold to your enemies for bondmen, servants, bondage, servants, to work. Hebrew number 5:6-7. Bondmen mean a servant. It took me to another Hebrew number to work. To work, you will be sold as bondmen to work. That's what you're doing right now, working for your enemy, the Gentiles, enemy of the God of Israel. But he sold you to them for your iniquity and for your transgression. And you people won't stop today. To by implication. Serve, till, enslave, to keep in bondage, bondmen, bond service, dress, ear, husband, transgress, worshiper of what? All of their false gods that they have programmed you. Mental dependency, psychological doubt. Your mind will be in doubt, depending on someone else to help you and to take care of you, and not the God of Israel. And bond women, maids, household, and no man shall buy you. No man shall buy you. No man shall buy you. They can't buy you, Hebrews, because you are Israel. You belong to the God of Israel. You are his inheritance. He divorced you and sent you out of Canaan, out of Jerusalem, and sent you to the four corners of the earth to be bond men and bond women, slaves. That's what you are right now. And that's what you're going to always be unless you keep the law of the God that put you in this earth. It say, shall buy, erect, create, especially purchase, sell. Now let's go back to the word doubt. Deuteronomy 28:66, and I'm getting ready to leave. Let me see. They cut me off. I'm finished. Ain't nothing else I can do with it. I did give you that. Yeah. Thank you, God in Israel, for that. Finished.